shower.
Okay, and we're back. This is the Steam. Welcome to Sammy the Steam Podcast, Man Mammoths Podcast. I am the Steam. I am here with Nardi B. And
happy to be back. Thanks for having me.
Hill dog?
Introduce yourself.
I am Hill Dog.
Whatever you want to be.
There was an animal
we're at the lovely venue of Old Port Tavern, known as OPT.
A classic.
For those of you who aren't from the Portland area, we're just, we're having a nice quiet night here. I don't expect it to be quiet all night, but for now, quiet. Your thoughts?
Pretty quiet.
That's what I said.
Okay. This is evidently a staple to this community, however,
well
I have yet
said.
To come here.
Well said.
This is a first-timer speaking to you at this point, which
coming
I'm very excited. Yep. Very excited. Very excited.
I
thrilled.
Do see a disco ball, which is promising.
I also
no DJ yet, but...
I also see a 55-year-old man, which I'm surprised at.
I think families trying to enjoy dinner. So it's
that's a real
shock. Variant
shock.
Crowd
awkward
tonight.
Awkward in between times,
so.
To be honest. Is that like end of dinner and beginning of nightlife? The drunks and the family are still interacting.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a very odd time. I think we're really witnessing. Oh, okay,
the
yep.
Lights have been dimmed.
And immediately the 55-year-olds have gotten uncomfortable. And they say, you know what? I'm here with my 18-year-old daughter. This is weird.
We gotta go.
Time to go. Cut
time
out.
To get out.
Hide your wives. Hide
Boys.
Your daughters.
Hide your kids. Hide your wives.
That's it.
And yep. Hide your husbands too, because they're ripping everybody out here. And that was a viral video back in when I was in college, way back in 2008. I think it was in 2008.
A solid 11 years
lately,
ago.
Though.
Really?
Do tell us.
Actually, no, there actually are a lot of burglars.
Now our current
I will say
a lot
muggings.
Not the female muggers, but the muggies.
I will actually muggies. I will actually
yeah,
say
I text my future husband and I saying, hey, you be careful.
There's actually a lot of businnesses that have been broken into.
Maybe
have you heard of that?
We should start mugging.
I really do think that
just
we should turn the
defy
tables.
Defy the stereotype, you know.
Okay, so Nardi B wants to mug people. We're going to keep an eye on her. I will release her real name if she commits a crime.
I think that we should.
That's fair.
Well, it's about time. You know what?
And that's about... Oh, Hog is undoing the shirt.
Oh, my God. The Hog. The Hog ranted... about Friday Night Lights. We all remember the Friday Night Light rant. And I will say that right now the Hog is a button. He is loosening up. He is unbuttoning.
These are out.
Cutthroat. Does Cutthroat want to talk right now? Cutthroat. You want to talk? We're on the pod.
It's a podcast.
Cutthroat. You're a cutthroat. The pod is active.
What are we talking about here?
We're talking about the hog unbuttoning a top button over there. Talking about how
I can contribute to that.
The fact that it's gotten a little weird in here because it's like clearly a family. It's not a bar scene. We're just talking about everything.
So
whatever you want to talk about.
Okay, I can contribute a little bit to say that Hog had a Henley on with. Button to the top, and I said, "Hog, you probably shouldn't have it a button to the top." And then he unbuttoned
he
a couple
really
buttons.
Does. He does look up to you for fashion sense. Right,
what the hell does that mean? Does that mean he doesn't look up to me?
Well, Steen, you don't look good.
You're right. I look terrible.
No.
This is authentic blank Bangladesh.
Is that American Eagle?
No.
No, it's
rip-off eyes on. I think all we know is it's from Bangladesh.
That is all we know.
My pants are from Banana Republic. Shoes,
you said that six
Adidas.
Times today, Steve.
Shoes are from Adidas. Dicks. I got them online,
50% off. Don't call him a dick.
No.
It's a Dick's Sporting Goods. Not a free ads, you know, not a podcast.
So we're on the podcast, right? What is the latest men's fashion here? We're starting to get cold here. We're entering it's unseasonably warm.
Flannel season.
Oh, love the flannel.
We love a strong flannel.
And also a nice thick beard.
Yes.
I do like a beard.
Okay, sure. Wow. I didn't think that would fly, but I'm going to say that. You know what I think is taken off?
Do tell.
The fact that people are wearing more, like, running shoes, running-type shoes, as opposed to, like, a fancier type shoe. No.
See, I'm all 100% out on running shoes. I think it's a bad move.
And I think you're
it's
wrong.
It's a bad look.
I think you're, it's a bad look. I agree with it. I'm in on it because I like them. They're very...
It's a bad look, Steve. It's a bad look.
See, now you're going to say this, however... I think in like another 6 months you're gonna come around and be like, you know what, everyone's doing it.
Maybe in like summertime you can get away with a nice running shoe or a jogger.
Maybe, but you still with some, stuff.
Yeah,
I'm doing
like
it right now.
Steen, I wish I know I'm talking.
Well,
I will turn to Steen's shoe, which is a trash shoe.
It's not that loud. It's a nice look. That's what everyone's doing. Oh my god, what are we doing? Wait, what are we doing right now? Oh no, we're still recording. Don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it.
So are we now on a men's fashion?
Okay, men's fashion. It is a good topic. Now I am in on. Oh, I'm in on the active wear men's shoe.
We fundamentally disagree on this topic.
That's fine. Cutthroat.
Absolutely not. No, you cannot say that a good sneaker is the same as a good, like, nice boot or like anything.
A nice boot. Like steel toe or?
Well, that does help because it gives them a little height. So if it's close with height, that's a nice little inch.
Well, you know, I don't need the height.
Size matters.
Your husband might. Wow. Your thoughts?
Oh, what?
You're still recording.
Took a dive to
nerdy
feet.
You thought my hand was there.
Imagine. I just thought you were going to dive for it. And
I just dove right for the crotch.
Oh, dear.
Just saying, you know what? This is a great time for it. I'm just saying, no. Okay. Hang on with me. Not your friend. Just hang out with me. I'm just saying. No. How do you? Hold on. How do you guys feel about the activewear footwear of men?
No. It looks lazy. It looks like you're just going for comfort, not style. Nardi B is making a break.
Nardi B out.
Give me an opinion.
I can't.
Okay. Nardi B just really left the scene. Nardi B couldn't be more out. She could not be more away from us. All right. Well, I guess we'll end the segment here. We'll be back after these messages from most likely me. And we're back. I'm back with the Hillcat. This is the Steen. And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now. Hillcat had some very interesting breaking news on the Mammoths last time I saw her. And I'd love to hear this. Let's hear what you think.
I have a insider intel. Very top secret. Very, very under wraps. But definitely confirmed. They are, in fact, coming back.
Oh, my God. Remember last episode where Sammy said they were never coming back?
I do remember. It broke my heart.
Your thoughts?
Pure tears coming out of my eyes. However, then I was speaking to another former ticket holder, and he gleefully informed me that they are in fact coming back. We shared a moment. It was deep. It was thoughtful. Thought-provoking. Emotional. Intellectual.
Hold on. How, on a scale of 1 to 100 percentage-wise, how confident are you that they will be back?
I do trust my source. However,
95%?
I would say a solid 93.5.
I am down.
93.5.
That's a lot better than the zero we went with last time. I think previously I said I have from terrible sources that they might be back. If anyone
terrible
remembers
sources.
That from episode 4 or 5, I don't remember exactly which one. They might be back.
And turns out they will be. Get excited, folks.
Holy shit.
Year.
If that comes back, you are going to get... I know we've been a little... it's been a sparingly released podcast, but if they come back, I think you should expect an episode a week.
At least.
I think
absolutely.
You could be in on it.
I think the fans will demand it, to be honest.
They really might. I think everyone wants it.
They need it. Even if they don't know that they want it, they really do need it.
They need it. And we're going to be putting up, I think we're going to print out, I want to print out pages that says download Sam and the Steen Pod.
Like flyers?
Yeah, flyers. And then
you're gonna print
out. No, yeah, but
flyers.
I'm gonna illegally just drop them in the stadium during a game. And people are gonna pick them up and be like, what the fuck is this? And they're gonna say, oh shit, there's a podcast about the mammoth? Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Hell yeah. That's what I'm gonna say. I know all of you out there.
I know
the only people who listen to this are massive Maine Mammoths fans.
That's what we want, though. I mean,
it's all we want.
We want you all. We will take anyone. Kind of easy like that.
Yeah.
We'll take you.
Like everyone who loves the Maine Mammoths, plus Beth. Shout out Beth. But pretty much everyone else loves the Maine Mammoths. And we are coming at you, summer. Hot summer next year. Hill Dog will be back.
Is it Hill Dog or Hill Cat?
Don't care. I changed by the day.
Hill Dog or Hill Cat. We know we can go with either. She's gonna be back. Hog's gonna be back.
Oh, Hog Jackson.
Sammy will be back. We missed out on Sammy tonight. He's a little under the weather, so to speak.
Otherwise,
I'm just saying, we got big news coming up. It's coming at you. Get ready.
Get psyched.
Get psyched. This is the whole episode. I'm going to post this right now.
Woo!
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's just basically just Hill Dog and me. Tusks.
Tusks up. Tusks up.
And I'll end it with Tusks up. Bane sucks. Thanks.